Hello, good evening. My name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Venture Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yes.
Thank you so much. First question, do you have any children attending school at the moment in kindergarten to 12th grade in the current school year?
Yes.
How many do you have?
Two.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? Is it one of those district public schools in Boston? Is it a charter school? Is it a public school but outside of Boston? Is it a private school or a home school?
It's a private school in Boston.
Private? Both of them?
Yes. Yes.
No kids are attending any public schools in Boston?
No.
Any nephews or grandchildren?
My niece.
Your niece? Okay. She goes to a public school in Boston.
I cannot hear you. Hello?
Yeah. She goes to a public school in Boston?
In Brookline.
Okay. Thank you. How old are you, ma'am?
40.
40? Thank you so much.
Yes.
Next question. How do you describe your gender? A man, woman, non-binary, or something else?
Woman.
Woman, thank you. How would you describe your race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you so much. Thinking specifically of your niece who is enrolled in the Boston Public School, what grade is she in?
Right now she is in 12th.
12th grade? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the BPS system, is the district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 12th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your 12th grade child's school? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
C.
C. Okay, thank you. How about Boston Public School System as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public School System? What letter would you give them? A, B, C, D, D. Okay. Thank you. Now, thank you. Now, thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public School System? What grade will you give her?
Please.
See? Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching and world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Not too well.
Not too well, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Not too well.
Thank you so much. If you had to say, whose interests do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two, parents and teachers, students and superintendent or BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community.
Okay. Can you repeat again?
Yeah. If you had to say whose interests do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, you can pick up two. Either parents and teachers, students and the superintendent or BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community. Two of those.
The one that you say is students and...
Students? Okay. And the superintendent?
Yes, I think. Okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you. You mentioned you had a child or your niece in 12th grade. This next section, we are going to be talking or asking specifically about, you know, her. How engaged do you want to be with your 12th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your 12th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Not too engaged.
Thank you. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
The last one, strongly disagree.
Disagree. Okay, thank you. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. How concerned are you about your 12th grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your 12th grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public School System? Have you heard a great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or nothing at all?
Can you repeat again?
Yeah. How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public School System? A great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or nothing at all?
Not very much.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public School System than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about Green New Deal for BPS? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Can you repeat the not the question, the answer?
The options, a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
The first one that you said,
a great deal. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Will you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? Modernizing some schools, do you strongly support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Closing some schools, do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Renovating some schools, do you support or oppose?
I oppose somewhat.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Merging some schools, do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. How would you rate the condition of your 12th grade child's school? Is it in great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
Okay condition.
Okay, condition. Okay, thank you. To be best, to the best of your knowledge, will your 12th grade child school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. How familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. As you may know, back in 1974, a court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, or your grandparents, experience this period in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
None of the above? Not you, not your parents, not your grandparents?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about the ways the Boston public school could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are doing the right amount?
They need to
do more or do
less? Do more, yes.
Do more.
Do
okay.
more.
Do you feel that your 12th grade child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your 12th grade child school changed over the past few years? There are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
No change.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Does your 12th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP, yes or no?
No.
No. Does your 12th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
Spanish.
Only Spanish?
Both, Spanish and English.
Spanish and English. Okay, thank you so much. Have you lived in Boston your whole life or did you move from somewhere else?
No, I moved from somewhere else.
Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in the city of Boston? Less than 1 year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9, 10 to 19, or more than 20 years?
10 to 19.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Some college, or you graduated from college?
Associate degree. I graduated.
You graduated? Okay, thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, from 25 to 35, 35 to 50, 50 to 75.
The third one.
The third one?
The third one.
Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.